I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Dabo Swinney as a college football coach. I'm not digging the Dabo Swinney, though, that I'm hearing right now, where Dabo Swinney is trying to say, and I quote, he may quit college football if players are paid. Dabo, I might quit college football if players are paid. He said, if college football becomes professional sports, I may walk away. This from a guy making $9.3 million a year on his contract. So in other words, Dabo's fine with the Sweeneys getting rich, but he doesn't want to share the wealth with the people that are out there actually risking their bodies, risking their health and their futures, which really disappoints me. Because Dabo Swinney is as good in his career, he's about as good as it gets. And as an individual, he's been a guy that has been fairly clean organization. Other than the fact that we got some of his guys who don't know what they're allowed to take and not to take at GNC. And I'm supposed to believe that they took these things by accident and that that's not what made them bigger and stronger and faster. But Dabo Swinney saying he may quit if college football players are paid, because he says if they decide to make college football professional football. Mr. Swinney, coach, Dabo, can I tell you something? When you're asking to be paid $9.3 million a year, and yes, your agent was asking to be paid that, you were the ones that are demanding the big payday. You are the ones turning this into a professional sport. You're the one. It's you and what these schools have to do to pay you that makes it a professional sport. And you're making huge, huge money doing something that you absolutely love. And by the way, you're great at it. And we're appreciative that you do. We're appreciative that you are doing what you do for a living. But you're begrudging the kids getting paid. And I'm only talking about kids getting paid on their likeness. Kids getting paid to be able to use their name, leverage their name. Hey, this is Trevor Lawrence. And I want to tell you about John Kincaid Audi. They're the best Audis in town. Tell them that Trevor Lawrence sent you in. That's how I want to see players get paid. I'm not talking about every player on the team getting a salary or something like that. But if a player has a name and the name has value and recognition, why shouldn't they be allowed to profit off of it? And to me, Dabo Swinney at $9.3 million a year, he's got a problem. And he's saying, well, hey, this is being turned into professional. If it gets turned into professional sports, I may walk away. Yes, Dabo, I'm going to watch you walk away from $9.3 million a year. Call me the day that you do it. Call me the day you do it. Because I don't believe for one second, I believe that you're full of it. And I absolutely do. And I know you're an upstanding man, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you want me to believe you're walking away from $9.3 million a year, because the players start to get a little bit more than they've ever gotten in the past, just stop it. It just sounds dumb, but more importantly, it sounds like you don't understand what puts the $9.3 million a year into your banking account. It's the top athletes in the world wanting to come and play for you. It's those athletes that get you paid. Don't forget about it. Because if the players that go to my alma mater, Temple University, or the players that go to Wake Forest decided they were going to come to Clemson University and play football for you, you're not making $9.3 million a year. Why are you begrudging the players? I don't get it. Understand why you're famous. Understand why you're a household name. It's because you coach them. If they're not there, nobody knows who Dabo Swinney is. Just being honest with you, coach. Nobody knows who you are unless you have the best athletes in the game.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.